Maryland's News Now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
It might not be picnic weather today, but it could still be the right time for a summer aperitif. And our favorite wine coach, Laurie Forster, who hosts The Sipping Point here on WBAL Radio on Saturdays at noon, joins us, and she's apparently branching out into beer. Hi, Laurie.
Hi, how are you doing? Actually, I fell in love with beer before I fell in love with wine.
Oh.
So going back to an old favorite.
Back to your roots.
Yeah, and this summer it's just the perfect time for beer, and my favorite type is wheat beer. Have you had one?
I'm sure that I have. I mean, with all the bars now serving all these specialty beers, I would imagine that I have, but I'm not 100% certain.
Well, normally you'll know because they're cloudy, right?
Okay, then I have.
Clear. They have that cloudiness. And
I can usually just do one of those.
Yeah, they're but I have one that I love that's really refreshing.
Okay.
A lot of times it's called Hefeweizen, and because that means yeast and wheat, which these are wheat beers. And both Germany and Belgium are known, but the one that I love is called Hoegaarden, and it's a white ale or a wit beer, white beer or wheat beer, all meaning the same thing, from Belgium. And, you know, if you're going to go anywhere where they know beer making, it started back with the monks in Belgium. They know their stuff.
I believe that.
But with Hoegaarden, what they do is really special is they substitute wheat for about 60% of the barley that would normally be in a normal kind of beer, and they leave it unfiltered, which gives that cloudiness because that's still yeast that's in your beer. And this style is lighter and more acidic or crisp, that great crispness that you get from wine,
mm-hmm.
you're getting in this beer. So it's so refreshing. It's great with seafood. It's just great on a hot summer day, which you know we're going to have coming up here.
Let's keep our fingers crossed.
I know, right?
We need some sunshine.
But a lot of times you'll see them with a lemon or an orange.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Have you seen
mm-hmm.
that?
Yep.
And that just, you know, adds a little flavor also to the beer if you like that. But that's not traditional. If you go over to Germany or Belgium, they're not serving it that way. So, you know, if you're like my husband, he takes it off, throws it out, and just drinks the beer straight. But if you like a little flavor, you know, you can put any kind of citrus fruit in there. And really, you know, it's a great pairing, as you said, with salty dishes, even maybe crabs.
Well, you are making me thirsty already.
Well, give it a try. Now, there are some domestic ones from, like, Trogues in Pennsylvania makes Dream mm-hmm. Weaver Wheat. And our Flying Dog right here in Maryland makes one called In Heat Wheat. And we won't talk too much
Don't
about
you love
names.
Their names? They
I
pick.
Love it.
I know, they're
so
funny.
Fun. It's so fun.
All right, and you have some special guests this weekend, too.
I do. I'm so excited. This Saturday, I'm talking
Big stars.
To Gina and Pat Neely from Down Home with the Neelys on the Food Network. We're going to talk about Gina's favorite spiked sweet tea recipe, and also, how do you make it work to work with your spouse? I mean, that's not the easiest thing, just if you're cooking in your own kitchen at home versus making a show and having restaurants. So they're going to give us some tips.
Yeah, somehow they are making it work. I bet they would like the beer with some of the foods that they cook.
Absolutely. They make great barbecue, so we're going to get some secrets.
All right. Laurie Forster, the wine coach, The Sipping Point, Saturdays at noon right here on WBAL Radio. Give those wheat beers a try. Wait, Hoegaarden, right?
Yeah, Hoegaarden.
All right. Thanks, Laurie.
Cheers.